before sunrise, a homestead moves from quiet to motion in steady sequence. Lights flick on at the barn. Birds stir. A few hooves shift against boards. The air holds last night's temperature, so work flows best now. Water must flow. Gates must close. The day's plan needs a first read of sky, wind, and ground. Morning defines the rest of the schedule. Animals follow light and temperature. People follow the animals. A calm first hour reduces waste, stress, and repairs. Small choices matter here. Clear water means steady digestion. A quick look at posture and breathing catches issues early. Fences work as intended or invite trouble later. Weather points to heat or chill risk by noon. An organized start sets expectations for labor, feed, and harvest. It also leaves margin for surprises. Good days on a homestead rarely hinge on heroics. They rise from quiet choices made before the sun clears the trees. Chapter 1, First Light. Why mornings set the day. Morning on a homestead is not a mood. It is timing, physiology, and risk management. Light cues hormones in birds and livestock. Body temperature sits lower before sunrise. Movement starts slow, then ramps up with light. Feed intake peaks in cooler hours for most species. Every choice in this window shapes welfare, yield, and labor for the next 12 hours. Water takes first place because hydration drives every other process. Ruminants maintain rumen activity with steady intake. Layers hold shell formation on a clock tied to light and mineral balance. Pigs regulate heat by drinking and by finding shade later in the day. Clean, free-flowing water reduces stress, supports digestion, and stabilizes milk or egg output. A line with low pressure, a nipple that sticks, a trough full of debris, each issue shifts behavior and health. Early attention saves feed and time that would otherwise go to chasing symptoms. A welfare scan belongs in the first minutes because baseline views only exist once per day. Sound, smell, and posture tell stories before any hands-on check. A bird with a dull comb or labored breathing points to air quality, heat, or illness. A ewe off feed stands apart from the flock and chews less. A hog with pale ears and slow movement hints at heat stress or water issues. Manure shape tells a quick story on hydration and diet balance. None of these cues require a long stop. The value sits in pattern memory. Regular eyes at first light notice change with less effort. Light and temperature shape behavior. Birds seek feed early, rest at midday, and scratch again late. Cattle and sheep graze hard in cool hours, then ruminate in shade. Pigs move with more interest before heat builds. The schedule that fits these patterns lowers stress and improves gains. For example, early movement to fresh forage matches the animal's own plan for the day. Late movement pushes them out of shade and raises stress. The first hour decides which path the day follows. Weather sets the frame for every decision. A quick read of wind, cloud cover, humidity, and ground moisture points to risk well before noon. Heat index above safe range calls for shade and more frequent water visits. Wind chill in winter pushes energy needs higher and raises frostbite risk on combs and ears. Humidity paired with heat lowers the body's ability to cool through evaporation. Dew on grass at first light signals both hydration and disease pressure. Early sense of these factors guides shelter use, grazing windows, and tool choices before any hardship develops. Morning also decides biosecurity posture. Entry mats, clean boots, separate tools for poultry and ruminants, and limited cross-traffic reduce pathogen spread. First light is when people are most able to respect clean dirty lines, since routines have not yet fragmented under work pressure. A few simple habits here reduce respiratory disease in birds and scours in young stock. Lower pathogen load means fewer setbacks, better growth, and fewer hard choices later. Fences and gates sit between order and loss. Electric pulse strength, wire tension, hinge function, and latch position hold animals in and predators out. Morning checks find weak spots before activity rises. An energizer with low output signals vegetation load or grounding trouble. A sagging panel invites pressure from stock seeking fresh growth. A latch left open pushes the whole team into recovery mode by mid-morning. Early awareness avoids chase, stress, and risk to animals and people. The plan board earns attention once the physical checks give a green light. A simple board with today's top three items keeps the day honest. One task sits in animal care, one in infrastructure, and one in plants or harvest. Each task includes a time window that respects heat, shade, and labor limits. The board also lists one contingency task for short gaps. The board holds no long speeches. It keeps priorities in view when interruptions arrive. Morning improves labor efficiency because focus is high and decision fatigue is low. Feed quantities and routes settle into predictable paths. Movement follows a loop that limits backtracking. The quiet of pre-sunrise reduces startle for animals and keeps people calm. Equipment noise grows later in the day. Early work uses simpler tools when possible. A wet rag, a pair of pliers, and a flashlight solve more problems at first light than a truck full of gear at noon. Fewer tools in the path means fewer lost minutes. Egg and milk handling logic traces back to this hour as well, even in an explainer view. The shell gains structure on a 24-hour cycle influenced by light and mineral access. Chill time after collection protects flavor and safety. Milk flow from udder to cold storage depends on clean hands, clean lines, and immediate cooling. None of this asks for a full manual here. The point sits in timing. A calm early process reduces bacterial growth and raises quality without extra costs later. Soil and pasture also benefit from early decisions. A hand pressed into soil at first light speaks to moisture near roots. Footprints on a path say more about compaction and drainage than a chart does. Early notes on insect pressure or leaf color narrow choices for the middle of the day. If the morning says water holds well, irrigation can wait. If the morning says leaves flag early, a shorter watering window might prevent stress without waste. These choices build from observations, not from guesswork. Chapter 2: Feed, Eggs, and Milk. Flow and quality. The morning feed block decides energy, calm, and output for the rest of the day. Animals are hungriest when air is cool and light has just climbed. That is the time when feed quality and timing matter most. The goal is not only to fill bellies. The goal is to match digestion to the hours ahead, protect gut health, and turn calories into steady growth, eggs, or milk without waste. Feed timing follows biology. Ruminants work like small factories that never really stop. They do best when forage arrives in a rhythm that matches rumen microbes. Layers build shells on a cycle that runs close to 24 hours. Pigs sort their day by water, shade, and curiosity. A plan that fronts a fair share of daily feed in the morning uses cooler hours for eating and leaves the hot window for rest and rumination. Afternoon and evening top-ups can still happen, but the heaviest lift belongs to the morning when bodies are ready to use it. Quality is not a single trait. Protein meets growth and production needs. Energy carries body temperature and movement. Fiber keeps digestion stable. Minerals and vitamins close gaps that feed alone cannot fill. Animals will tell the truth about quality faster than a chart. Gloss in a coat, shell strength, bright eyes, and calm movement are signals. Loose manure or feather pecking are signals too. Morning observation pairs with feed decisions so that small changes land early and have time to work. Mineral and salt access looks minor on paper and large in practice. Salt controls thirst and helps balance water intake. Calcium and phosphorus make shells and bone. Magnesium steadies nerves and muscle. Trace minerals run many small processes that add up to a stable day. Free choice stations with clean mineral and salt reduce odd cravings and prevent animals from chasing minerals in bedding or soil. Morning is the right time to confirm placement and cleanliness. A tip tub or wet block is not a small thing. It changes how the rest of the day feels to an animal. Water sits beside feed in every decision. Dry feed without easy water slows eating and invites gut stress. Wet feed without balance invites waste and spoilage. The best mornings keep water close to where animals eat, yet not so close that spillage ruins feed. This is not a decoration choice. It is labor and health. A well-placed water source reduces walking in heat, improves intake, and lowers fence pressure as animals stay where comfort and resources match. Calm handling during feeding reduces stress hormones that blunt appetite and slow milk letdown. Animals' red tone. Clear routes, predictable order, and steady speed keep them at ease. Shouting raises nothing but heart rate. Rough gates teach animals to push. A quiet pattern uses the natural flow of a group. It also lowers risk to people who share the space. Egg handling in the morning is a chain of decisions that protect flavor and safety. Layers lay most eggs in the first half of the day. Nest boxes that are dry, shaded, and lined with clean material encourage clean eggs at the start. Collection on a regular loop shortens the time eggs sit warm. longer sits raise risk that bacteria on the shell surface may multiply. A clean, dry egg needs very little attention. A dirty egg calls for care that does not push contaminants through the shell. The shell has pores. Heat swings and rough washing force unwanted movement. The gentlest choice is dry cleaning with a brush or cloth if possible. If washing must happen, water that is warmer than the egg helps keep shell content stable. The explainer point is simple. Manage time and temperature first. Clean with the least force that does the job. Cooling closes the loop for eggs. A steady chill protects texture and shelf life. A common target is to move eggs from nest temperature to below 45 degrees Fahrenheit within a few hours. The faster path is often better for safety and quality. A common mistake is to move a warm egg into a very cold room that creates condensation on the shell. Water on shells invites microbes to spread. A short tempering step in a cool shaded space before final refrigeration eases that risk. Each homestead finds a rhythm that keeps temperature drops firm and avoids sweat on shells. Labeling turns eggs into data. A tray with a clear date, flock name, and pasture or paddock note becomes more than food. It becomes a record. If shells thin after a heat wave, the label shows timing. If a new rooster changes flock behavior, the label points to when. This helps with planning and with honest conversations with customers and family. Milk handling follows a chain even in an explainer view. Clean contact surfaces, calm animals, and fast cooling anchor the chain. Teat ends carry microbes from bedding and air. The first streams of milk carry more of these microbes. Discarding those streams is not waste. It protects the rest. Filters catch debris and some microbes, but cannot replace clean starts. The next link is temperature. Cooling milk to below 40 degrees Fahrenheit as fast as the setup allows protects flavor and safety. The body of an animal holds milk near body temperature. Bacteria like that range. Lowering the temperature quickly slows growth. Small containers cool faster than large ones. Thin walls cool faster than thick walls. Cold water baths ahead of refrigeration speed the path. Each home dairy finds its best method with the same goal. Beat the clock with steady, clean steps and cold. Flavor in milk holds a story of diet, stress, and temperature. Forage change shows up in taste. A move from clover to orchard grass writes a new note within hours. Stress from heat or rough handling can show up as flat or off notes. Slow cooling adds a cooked hint. None of this is mystery. The morning feed block and calm work set a tone that flows into each jar. Sanitation in the milk and egg area protects more than a product. It protects those who do the work. Clean in this context is not a scent. It is a surface that will not transfer microbes to food. Warm water, a simple detergent, and a clear rinse do more than harsh chemicals used at the wrong time or in the wrong strength. Air drying on racks reduces cross-contact. Towels that touch udders or eggs should be clean at the start and then washed before reuse. Tools that touch bedding should not touch food zones. The simplest rule helps most. One tool set for animals, one for food, one for floors. Keep them apart and label them. Cross-traffic between birds and milk space raises risk. Feathers carry dust and microbes. Boots carry manure. A simple change line where boots and aprons switch keeps bird dust out of dairy jars. The line does not need to be fancy. It needs to be real and honored. Morning is the best time to hold to the rule because the day has not started to pull people in many directions yet. The chill chain is a bigger idea than a fridge setting. For eggs, it starts at the nest and continues through shade, tempering, and storage. For milk, it starts at first contact and flows through filtering, cold water baths, and refrigeration. Every minute above safe target temperatures counts in the wrong direction. Every minute saved counts in the right direction. Thermometers are not decorations. A small, accurate thermometer placed where decisions happen turns guesses into knowledge. Labels and ledgers carry the memory of the day. A date and flock note on an egg tray. A date and animal note on a milk jar. A line in a notebook that says how many pounds of feed went to which group. Over a week, patterns appear. Egg counts dip when heat index spikes above a safe range. Milk volume rises when shade and water move closer to the herd. Feed use climbs when a gate latch fails and animals pace more. None of this asks for complex software. It asks for honest notes written the same way each day. Waste sits in the shadows of the feed block and grows when attention slips. Spilled grain at a feeder is not only a lost cost. It invites rodents and changes disease risk. milk left too long at room temperature is not only a flavor loss, it can sicken people. Eggs cracked in a bucket because of rough handling do not teach anything good. Waste shrinks when paths are clear, tools fit hands, and the plan is not rushed. Animal welfare ties back to feed and handling at every turn. A hungry bird bullies nest mates. A hungry pig chews on pen mates. A cow short on minerals chews wood and risks mouth injury. Meeting needs with calm, predictable care keeps animals safe and keeps people safe. The morning feed block is a chance to set that tone every day. People shape the quality chain with their own well-being. A simple breakfast and steady water intake protect judgment. Clean hands protect food. Gloves in the milk and egg room protect the product and the person. A few minutes of stretching before lifting feed or moving cans protects backs and shoulders. These habits sound small. They decide whether the chain holds or breaks during a long season. Storage choices finish the story. Eggs prefer a steady cool temperature and a place where odors will not migrate into shells. Milk prefers cold that does not swing and containers that do not hold old smells. Overfilling fridges slows cooling. Crowded shelves hide warm pockets. Air needs to move. A small fan or a better shelf plan often solves cooling gaps. The goal is not numbers on a dial. The goal is stable cold and clean contact all the way through. Season bends the feed and handling story without changing its core. In summer, more water stations and more shade support intake in calm. In winter, energy needs climb and water risks freezing. In spring, pasture flush lowers the need for energy and purchased feed and raises the need to watch for loose manure. In fall, animals push to build reserves and people push to finish harvest. The logic stays the same. Match feed and water to bodies and weather. Move eggs and milk through a clean cold chain. Write what happens so tomorrow starts smarter. An explainer view keeps one simple message in front. The first hours pay the biggest dividends. Feed with a plan. Handle eggs with time and temperature in mind. Move milk from warm to cold without delay. Label what you make. The rest of the day will feel easier because the foundation is steady. Chapter 3: Soil and Plants Before Noon. Plant work favors the morning because air is cooler, wind is lighter, and leaves still hold the night story. Dew shows where air stopped moving and where disease risk may climb. Stomata open as light rises, so water use and nutrient flow begin to ramp. The window from 9 a.m. to noon gives clean reeds before heat pushes plants into defense. Soil answers simple questions when a hand goes in first. A handful from root depth tells moisture better than a gauge alone. If it crumbles into dust, the root zone is dry and stress has already started. If it forms a tight ball that smears, drainage is slow and roots may lack air. A gentle press leaves a print when moisture sits near the mark that most crops prefer. Texture matters because it sets the pace of every decision. Sand gives speed and little reserve. Clay gives reserve and slow movement. Loam splits the difference. Structure matters even more. A soil that breaks into small stable pieces holds air and water together. Roots need both to grow and to partner with microbes that trade nutrients for sugars. Irrigation timing follows those truths. Early water reaches roots while air stays cool. That means less loss to evaporation and less stress on foliage. Water that lingers on leaves into the night raises disease risk, because surfaces stay wet as temperatures drop. Water that lands in early light dries as the day warms. The same gallons work harder when applied at the right hour. A hand test below mulch often tells a better story than a surface look. Mulch slows evaporation and keeps soil cool. If the layer is heavy and water cannot pass, roots may sit in a damp cap that does not breathe. If the layer is too thin, water spikes and then vanishes. Morning is the time to adjust thickness in small steps rather than chase extremes later. Nutrients move with water, so placement and timing matter. A light feed before a hot stretch can move into roots before stress arrives. A heavy feed late in the day may sit unused and leach with the next rain. Signs on leaves offer clues. Pale new growth hints at a mobile nutrient shortage. Interveinal yellowing suggests other gaps. The point of morning work is to see the signal before the whole block shifts color. Pest scouting pays best when it is consistent and quick. A steady route through beds or pasture edges finds change without guesswork. Look for clusters of eggs under leaves and early chew marks along edges. Notice frass, which is the droppings many insects leave on lower leaves. Note the stage. Eggs, larvae, pupae, and adults each point to different response windows. beneficial insects deserve equal attention. Lady beetle larvae look unlike the adults many people expect. Lacewing eggs hang on tiny threads and should not be brushed away. Syrphid fly larvae clean aphids quietly. Parasitic wasps leave a telltale hole in a mummified aphid. When these allies are active, heavy-handed responses do more harm than good. Morning notes prevent that mistake. Sticky cards and simple traps turn scouting into numbers. A card at crop height catches flyers and tracks flights over days. A pheromone lure sets a clear alert for specific moths. The value sits in trend lines. If catches double in a week, a window is opening. If they fall while damage slows, natural enemies may be winning. The morning loop makes these reads part of the day, rather than a special event. Disease pressure shows early on edges and lower leaves. Powdery growth on top or downy growth below points to different pathogens and different weather drivers. Long leaf wetness, still air, and shade often increase risk. Sun on leaves and moving air reduce it. Morning lets a grower see where air stalls and where a simple prune or a path cut could restore movement before symptoms spread. Succession planting keeps harvest steady and spreads risk. The logic is simple. Each crop has a clock tied to temperature and light. Fast crops finish in a few weeks. Slow crops take months. Staggered sowings replace guesswork with a planned rise and fall. Morning is the time to check days to maturity against the calendar and the forecast. It is also the time to see which bed is ready to turn. Soil temperature sets the start line for many seeds. Peas start in cool ground. Beans wait for warmer soil. A simple thermometer at planting depth saves seed and time. Reading it in the morning gives the lowest point of the day. If it meets the threshold then, it will meet it later. If it misses by a few degrees, patience may pay. Transplants tell their own story at first light. Leaves that lift and face the sun suggest roots are beginning to knit. Leaves that flag early without heat can signal poor root contact or a soil that is too wet or too dry. Firming soil at the base and checking moisture at depth can correct both without a long delay. Morning checks give the plants a full day to respond. Weeds are easiest when they are young and small. A thin white thread stage pulls with no effort and little soil disturbance. Waiting turns a one-minute task into a struggle that exposes roots of the crop. Morning soil is cool and often slightly moist, which makes removal clean. Quick work here saves hours later and keeps the surface from crusting. Compost heat offers a quiet diagnostic for biological activity. A simple probe into the pile tells whether microbes are feasting or fading. Active compost often holds between 130 and 150 degrees Fahrenheit. If temperature falls below that band and materials still look fresh, moisture or air may be low. If it climbs well above that band, moisture may be too high or the mix too rich. Morning turns or aeration settle piles for the day and reduce odors before heat builds. Moisture in compost should sit in a range where a firm squeeze gives one or two drops and the handful holds shape without dripping. Too dry stalls the process and leaves sharp edges on material. Too wet pushes air out and brings sour smells. Adjustments made early keep the pile from drifting into extremes as the sun raises the surface temperature. Finished compost looks and smells steady. Pieces are small, color is dark, and the original materials are hard to find. Adding it in the morning lets soil life pull it in before heat dries the surface. Where beds are already planted, a thin layer around stems and an even cover between rows protects roots and reduces splash during rain. The timing is about biology and comfort as much as labor. Record keeping ties the garden to the season's memory. A simple map of beds with dates of planting, varieties, and first harvest makes the next decision easier. A line that says when and where a pest appeared gives context next year. A note on which compost pile ran hottest helps repeat success. Morning entries are brief and accurate because they follow fresh observation. Greenhouses and tunnels demand early attention because air inside warms fast. Venting before heat spikes protects pollen and prevents blossom drop. Shade cloth set early keeps leaf temperature within a safe band. Water set on the floor rather than on leaves supports humidity without raising disease risk. The early pass reduces sharp swings that stress plants. Edges matter in the field as much as centers. Grass at the border competes for water and houses pests. A clean, calm edge gives predators space to hunt and gives people a clear line for scouting. Morning work at the edge pays back all day because it limits surprises and improves airflow before heat makes work harder. Rain in the last 24 hours adds its own set of reads. puddles that linger mark compacted ground. Clear flow in ditches marks a path that is working. Sediment at the low end of a bed shows where soil is leaving. Small changes to slope or mulch can hold that ground. Looking in the morning keeps the picture honest because wind and sun have not yet erased the evidence. Perennials hold clues the annual beds do not. Bud break timing, leaf color on the oldest leaves, and fruit set all speak to reserves built in the last season and to water balance now. Mulch pulled back from trunks prevents rot. Drip emitters checked early prevent a week of silent stress. The small habits in woody plants prevent the big losses that only show months later. Pollinators set many harvests in motion. Their peak flight often starts mid-morning when light is strong and air is warm. Early field choices that keep flowers open and dry improve that work. Avoiding heavy water on open blooms and keeping insecticides out of the equation during flight hours protect both yield and the neighbors that move it. Shade and windbreaks shape plant growth by changing the microclimate. A row that sits behind a solid fence may show more mildew because air stalls. A bed near a reflective wall may run hotter and faster. Mapping these patterns in the morning ties light angles to plant response. Small moves of cloth or trellis can even out extremes. Seedlings kept in a nursery area need a morning hardening rhythm when they are close to field time. A few hours outside early in the day builds strength without burn. A gradual lift in light and wind makes stems firm and leaves thick. Bringing them in before the hottest hours protects them while they learn the field. The process works best when it starts calm. Harvest planning starts at the same table as planting plans. Ripeness cues tell when flavor peaks and when storage holds best. Firmness, color, and aroma are more reliable in morning cool. A list written now sets the afternoon in motion without rush. It keeps the wash line from seeing sudden floods and protects the cold chain that follows. The morning plant block is not a separate life from animals and tools. It is a spoke on the same wheel. Water decisions touch pasture growth. Compost decisions touch animal bedding and waste streams. Tool sharpness touches cut surfaces and disease entry. Seeing those ties in the calm light of morning keeps the whole place steady when noon arrives. Chapter 4, Tools and Power, The Hidden Work. A working homestead runs on sharp edges, clean power, and parts that fit when you need them. The quiet hours late morning are best for upkeep because animal work is steady and plant work has a plan. This is when small fixes prevent big failures. It is also when safety discipline matters most. Lockout is the first habit. Power comes off at the source. Valves close. Keys leave the ignition. A tag hangs where a hand would reach. People trust the tag because the practice never breaks. This removes doubt and keeps fingers and eyes whole. Sharp tools lower risk because dull blades slip and force bad body angles. A file brings a clean edge to pruners and hoes. A stone brings a straight bevel back to a knife. A quick swipe of oil keeps rust from creeping. The point is not shine. The point is clean cuts that heal fast and cuts that cost less effort. Hinges and chains tell you what they need by how they sound. A dry scrape asks for oil. A squeal from a chain asks for tension and lube. Small grease points on gates and tractor arms carry heavy loads. Two pumps with a handgun can lift years off a joint. A dry joint costs time and throws metal dust into the air. Belts and bearings fail in a pattern. A belt that shows cracks leaves you stranded. A bearing that runs hot tells you it is near the end. A hand on the housing, after a few minutes of runtime, teaches what normal heat feels like. Any spike above that is a flag. Replacing one part on your own terms is cheaper than waiting for a full breakdown. Filters protect engines, water, and lungs. A paper engine filter that grays early in dust needs a change before power drops. A sediment filter on a well line needs a flush when pressure slows. A simple spin to purge air and clear the cartridge puts flow back where it belongs. A clean mask in the shop protects people during sanding and grinding. Filters serve when you respect their service life. Electrical checks are short and steady. An energizer for a fence should deliver a clear pulse and a strong reading. Many systems aim for 4 to 6,000 volts at the far end of a clean line. A step down tells you where weeds touch wire or where a ground rod has dried. A pocket meter set to volts AC or to the pulse setting helps you see the number, not guess it. Keep one spare ground rod and clamps on hand because dry spells lower output. Generators ask for exercise like livestock ask for water. A start each week keeps fuel moving and seals flexible. Voltage should sit in the safe band for your loads. a small tester that trips a safety outlet confirms protection is live. Fuel ages. Rotate cans into the mower and refill with fresh. Record hours on the frame and change oil on schedule. Dark oil tells the truth. Water systems fail when sediment builds and seals dry. A slow flush at the lowest tap moves grit out. A pressure tank that short cycles may carry a bad charge or a failing switch. Listening teaches the rhythm of a healthy cycle. The fix can be simple when you hear the change early. Keep a gasket kit and a roll of thread tape in a marked bin so you do not hunt while water is down. Hydraulics carry force in small lines that do not forgive dirt. Wipe couplers clean before you connect. Inspect hoses for cracks and wet spots. A small leak grows fast under pressure. Keep a drip pan and absorbent pads where machines park. It protects soil and keeps the shop honest with fire risk. Batteries live longer with simple care. Terminals stay clean and tight. Charge levels stay above the danger zone. A trickle charger on a seldom used engine saves starts in cold weather. If a battery struggles, note the date and plan a change before winter. A spare that fits your main machine turns a bad day into a short pause. Air matters in the shop and the barn. Dust inflames lungs and hides hazards. A fan that pulls air out rather than push it around keeps eyes clear and surfaces cleaner. Sweeping should leave the space, not move to the next corner. A bucket of oily rags needs a metal can with a lid. Fire starts from heat and fuel. Do not give it both. Lighting controls accidents. Bright, even light reduces trips and missteps. Replace bulbs before they flicker. Clean lenses so light reaches the floor. A headlamp on a hook by the door saves time when you step out at night. Backup lights with charged batteries belong in a bin labeled for power loss. Cords and hoses create hazards when they cross paths. A reel or hook keeps loops off the floor. Strain relief at plugs reduces heat. Inspect for nicks where heavy things rolled. Replace cords that show copper or heat marks. A small fix now protects people and power tools later. Fasteners carry the memory of size and pitch. A drawer of bolts mixed by shape slows work and invites the wrong fit. Sort by diameter and length. Use labels that a tired person can read. Keep the sizes used most for your fences, pumps, and gates. One wrong thread will hold for a day, then fail when load peaks. Spares pay for themselves when a part fails on a long weekend. Stock one spare for the parts that stop work. A float valve for a trough. A pressure switch for a pump. A set of shear bolts for an auger. A chain repair link. A length of fence wire and a handful of clips. Store them dry with a simple list taped to the lid. Fire safety is maintenance too. Check pressure on extinguishers and shake them to loosen powder. Place them near exits and fuel storage. Teach everyone where they are and how to pull the pin and aim low. A small fire will not wait while you wonder which way to twist. Hand protection and eye protection prevent a lifetime of regret. Gloves that fit allow better control. Glasses that do not fog get worn. Ear protection keeps hearing sharp when the season runs loud. Place PPE where work begins, not where it ends. If it is close to the task, people will use it. Power downtime is record time. Write the fix, the date, and the run hours. Write the reading you found and the reading you want. Over a season, the ledger shows which parts fail early and which spares you never touch. It turns feelings into a plan. It also helps when you ask an inspector or a service tech for advice. Order in the shop saves daylight in the field. A pegboard with outlines keeps tools at home. A bench with clear zones for clean and dirty work prevents food gear from touching grease. Rags, solvents, and blades live in marked bins. The goal is to reach without thinking and to put away without delay. Power on tests close the loop. Start the pump. Watch pressure. Start the generator. Watch voltage. Touch the hinge. Feel the swing. Walk the fence and hear the tick. These small confirmations prove the morning work bought you a calm afternoon. Chapter 5. Heat, shade, and grazing logic. Midday on a homestead is a test of planning. From noon to 3 p.m. heat rises, humidity often climbs, and animals shift from seeking feed to seeking comfort. The work in this window protects health and keeps the afternoon calm. The choices are simple in form and large in effect. Shade, water, and movement decide the tone of the rest of the day. Heat stress begins before a person feels it on the skin. Humidity slows cooling in birds and mammals. Sun adds radiant load. Wind lowers it. Animals cope in species-specific ways. Poultry pant and hold wings away from the body. Cattle and sheep bunch in shade and chew less. Goats seek height and air. Pigs breathe with an open mouth, lie on cool ground, and make use of mud. Reading these signals early turns a hard afternoon into a normal one. Shade placement is not an ornament. It is a tool. A tree line creates shade that moves. A tarp creates shade that stays. Mobile shade near water reduces walking and keeps groups spread out. Shade far from water raises traffic and fence pressure. The most useful shade makes a cool spot where animals already prefer to stand. Even soft shade reduces crowding. Hot, patchy shade pulls animals into tight clusters and raises stress. Water works best when it is close, clean, and cool. Warm water lowers intake. A trough that sits in full sun turns into a bath of heat by 2 p.m. A simple move to shade and a fast top-up cuts water temperature and invites drinking. Flow rate matters when groups are large. If refill lags behind demand, the last animals in the line lose. A second trough or a short hose run to a clean tub evens access. Salt access earlier in the day supports thirst and helps keep intake steady. Some farms use electrolyte mixes during heat waves. The aim is the same: keep fluids moving through bodies. Birds carry a different set of limits. They do not sweat. They shed heat through breath and through bare combs and wattles. Shade over the run and good air movement across the coop reduce the load. Waterers should be shaded and within easy reach of every group. Wet litter traps heat and ammonia. A dry top layer helps birds rest. If birds spread wings and hold the beak open for long stretches, move shade and water closer to where they are, not where you wish they would be. Ruminants need shade with air under it. A low tarp that stops wind becomes an oven. A high roof with open sides lets hot air leave. Fresh water should sit inside the shade zone or on the path to it. That reduces the number of trips across hot ground. If animals must cross fences to reach comfort, they will test latches and lines. Fewer barriers mean fewer failures. Pigs ask for water and a wallow because they do not sweat well. Mud coats the skin, slows heat gain, and blocks sun on light skin. It also keeps biting insects off tender areas. A wallow stays useful when it has water renewed and banks that are not slick. A dry, glazed hole traps heat. A shallow pool with a hose or float valve gives pigs a place to cool with control. Shade over part of the wallow prevents the surface from turning hot. Grazing moves belong to the same plan. Fresh forage early in the day sets intake. A short midday move to a new strip or paddock keeps animals active without pushing them through heat. The logic is to place the next bite where it is easy to take, then step back. High stock density for a short time encourages even grazing and even trampling of leftover stems. It also requires careful timing. Too long in one spot exposes soil and slows regrowth. Too short and animals cherry pick and leave nutrition behind. Rest days are the other half of the equation. Grass and legumes rebuild leaf area, root reserves, and tillers on a clock that changes with season and rain. In fast growth, rest may be short. In drought or cold, rest must stretch. A common goal is to leave enough leaf on the plant so it can start again with its own energy. That often means a short stubble of 3 to 4 inches for many cool season grasses. For warm season pasture, the target may be taller. The numbers are guides. The principle holds. Leave a living surface that can work. Residual height is a simple field read that predicts tomorrow's growth. If animals leave a tight shave, they will return to weak plants and bare soil. If they leave an uneven mix of long and short, they will return to patches of old stems and new shoots that invite selective grazing. Even modest residual height supports fast regrowth and steady grazing pressure. Poultry tractors move on a different clock. One length forward at midday gives birds fresh grass, lower parasite pressure, and a cleaner bed. It also pulls the group into whatever breeze is moving. The ground behind gets sun and air to dry. That breaks down droppings and keeps odor low. The new patch gives birds an interest point that distracts from heat. A waterer rides inside the shady side of the tractor, so birds can recover without walking across the hot edge. Predator pressure shifts with time of day. Hawks and kites may hunt more when air is rising. A move under netting or a low roof reduces risk during peak flight. Shade cloth doubles as visual cover. Ground predators often rest at midday and move at dusk. That window allows a quick refresh of deterrence. Noisemakers, scent lines, and light flashers should move place and angle to avoid habits that predators solve. Logs in the notebook show what worked and where. Stock density today changes forage shape tomorrow. A dense herd for a short period trims evenly and returns fertility through manure and urine. A thin spread across a wide area grazes lightly and leaves much behind. Both have a place. In heat, tight moves should be shorter to limit stress. In cool weather, groups can stay longer without harm. The choice depends on comfort first and target second. Shade on pasture can be living or built. Trees give deep shade and root competition. Structures give lighter shade and no roots. Rotate built shade to avoid bare spots. Protect roots of trees with light fencing so bark is not rubbed clean. Water within the shade zone keeps animals from pacing between needs. Fewer steps under heat is part of welfare. Fences carry more work in heat. Animals push toward relief. Voltage on the far end of a line should stay within a safe band. Vegetation growth under the wire increases load and drops the number. A midday trim under the worst spans restores bite to the line. Portable nets deserve special care because their mass drags on posts and lowers the top strand. Reset corners so the mesh stands straight. It looks small. It is the difference between a calm afternoon and a chase. Salt and minerals stay part of the heat plan. Heat draws sodium out through saliva and urine. Replacing it keeps thirst normal and prevents odd cravings. Shade the mineral feeder. Keep it dry. A wet block turns slick and animals avoid it. If intake spikes or plummets, note it. Spikes may mark a diet shift. Drops may mark a flavor issue or a blocked path. People need a heat plan as well. Work that requires lifting, grinding, or loading should shift toward morning or late day. The midday window belongs to tasks with less strain. Drink water. Rest in shade. Keep a cool rinse for the face and arms. Check on each other. Heat illness in people arrives fast and hides in busy days. The rule is simple. If someone feels off, sit them down, give water, and watch. Adjust the schedule for the rest of the day. Calm handling lowers heat load. Animals in motion generate heat and burn calories they need for growth or milk. Move them with short, clear paths and slow pace. Avoid long pushes across bare ground. Provide pauses in shade if a move takes more than a few minutes. Use gates and lines to guide, not to trap. The less time animals spend in the sun under pressure, the more time they spend on useful work. Mud and water carry a hygiene cost. In birds, wet runs raise coccidia risk. In ruminants, wet ground near troughs turns to churned soil that invites hoof trouble. In pigs, a wallow that drains into a dry lot creates odor and flies. The answer is placement and flow. Put water on high ground. Shape the soil so rain leaves the area. Add a mat or gravel where traffic is heaviest. These are small, midday fixes that prevent later repairs. Pasture observation at midday finishes the picture that started in the morning. Leaves curl when water stress arrives. Clover drops petioles. Orchard grass folds blades. A notebook line that says where and when helps plan the evening irrigation window. If animals graze hard in the shade and ignore the open sun, the move came late. Next time, set shade and water before the heat climbs. Stocking decisions often rely on a few numbers. Days on a paddock. Days of rest. Height before entry. Height after exit. Group size. Write those down after each move. Over time, the pattern shows which fields feed best in heat and which need longer rest. It shows where to seed a tougher mix and where to build a fixed shade. Water systems deserve a second look in this window. Float valves stick. Algae grow when light is strong. A short scrub at midday slows growth for days. Shade wraps on small lines lower water temperature and protect plastic. Leaks steal pressure and leave far troughs low. A loop around the system with a hand on each joint finds small drips that eyes miss. Simple tech helps without becoming a burden. A timer on a fog line near a poultry run can drop air temperature a few degrees. Use in short bursts so litter stays dry. A cheap thermometer hung in shade at animal height tells the truth about the space where bodies stand. A soil thermometer under mulch shows whether roots are cooking while leaves look fine. Numbers turn debate into action. The human schedule closes the loop. Lunch is not a luxury. It is fuel and a pause to reset. During the meal, review the board. Cross off the heat plan items. Name what changed. Pick the smallest next move that keeps the afternoon steady. Put off the jobs that ask for heat or heavy lifting until late day or tomorrow morning. The rhythm of midday repeats through the season, yet the details shift. A humid July in the south brings different choices than a dry June on the high plains. The frame remains. shade where bodies stand, water that invites drinking, moves that match comfort and plant recovery, notes that teach the next pass. Chapter 6. Harvest, wash, and preserve. Afternoon harvest starts with a clear list and a calm pace. The goal is to pick at peak flavor and move field heat out fast. Air is warmer now, so timing and shade decide quality. A good list groups crops by ripeness and by how fast they wilt. Ripeness cues are simple and specific. Color shifts show sugars rising. Firmness at the shoulder tells you if fruit set well. Aroma grows as acids and sugars balance. For leafy crops, leaf tension and edge curl show water status. For roots, crown size and a gentle pull test tell whether the root has filled. The list reflects these reads so that picking follows a plan, not a guess. Tools and containers protect what you pick. Clean knives make clean cuts that heal. Smooth harvest bins prevent bruising. Light-colored bins reflect heat. Bins set in shade keep pulp temperature lower than bins that sit in sun. A small cart under a shade canopy shortens the path to the wash line. Field heat removal is urgent because respiration climbs as temperature climbs. Warm produce loses water faster and flavor drops. Shade the picking zone. Move full bins to the wash area without delay. Keep the route clear so people do not set food down in sun while opening gates or moving hoses. Water quality matters at the wash line. Clean, cool water pulls heat out without adding risk. Water that is a few degrees cooler than the crop helps remove field heat. Water that is much colder can cause shock or damage in tender crops. Leafy greens need gentle flow that will not tear leaves. Firm fruit tolerates a faster rinse. The point is control. Water stays clear. Contact time stays short. Dirt and plant sap carry microbes. A first dump of visibly dirty water leaves most grit behind. A second dip or a spray finishes the job. Change water when it clouds. Keep a simple schedule that matches volume. Clean tables and bins before you begin. Air drying on screens in shade aligns with food safety and protects texture. Hydrocooling and airflow cooling are two paths that serve different crops. Dense roots and firm fruit respond well to cold water baths. Tender greens prefer cool air movement after a quick rinse. A small fan under a shade roof moves air across damp leaves. This lowers surface water without drying the product. The aim is the same. Bring temperature down and hold it steady. Temperature targets vary by crop, yet the logic holds. Leafy greens taste best and last longer when cooled into the 30s or low 40s in degrees Fahrenheit. Tomatoes and some squash hold better a bit warmer to protect texture. Do not memorize every number. Build a habit of cooling fast, avoiding freeze, and watching texture. A simple probe thermometer at the wash table tells the truth. Sorting protects the whole lot. Keep damaged or overripe pieces out of clean bins. One soft fruit in a tight stack speeds decay in its neighbors. Cull bins serve a purpose. They move seconds into the kitchen first or into preservation. The cull stream is not trash. It is a different product with a shorter clock. Labeling begins while hands are still wet. Write the date, the crop, the bed or row, and the picker's initials. Labels turn boxes into history. They support first in, first out. They help you trace back a problem to a field or a time of day. A pencil on a waterproof tag outlasts felt tip markers in damp air. Storage is a chain, not a room. Cold must reach the center of the box, not only the air around it. Do not pack the cooler so tight that air stands still. Leave space between stacks. Keep boxes off the floor so cold air can move under them. Check the fan. Clean the drain. A cooler that drips or smells tells you it needs work. Preservation choices depend on crop, time, and energy. Freezing protects flavor with minimal prep. Fermenting protects nutrition and builds acids that keep food safe. Canning makes shelves stable when power is not certain. The explainer point is to match method to the day. If harvest is heavy and hands are few, freeze or chill and plan a batch day. If volume is steady and time allows, set one small ferment each afternoon. If you plan to can build a safe block of time and keep the process steady from wash to jars. Freezing like speed. Clean, trim, and cut to even size. Blanching for some vegetables locks color and halts enzymes. Cold water after blanching stops the cook. Dry the surface so ice does not build. Pack in thin layers so cold reaches the center fast. Label with crop, form, and date. Fermenting likes clean jars, steady salt, and quiet air. A common path uses brine around 2% salt by weight of water. Vegetables stay below the brine line. A loose lid lets gas leave. Warm rooms speed the first days. Cooler rooms slow them. Watch for bubbles and a mild sour smell. Taste is the final guide. Label jars with date and ingredients. Canning divides along one clear line. High-acid foods can be water-bathed. Low-acid foods require pressure canning. This is about safety. It is not about habit. Follow tested times and temperatures from a trustworthy source. Keep tools clean. Keep headspace accurate. Let jars cool undisturbed so seals form well. Label with date and batch notes. Waste streams teach as much as harvest totals. Stems and peels feed compost. Cut them small so microbes can work. Keep meat and dairy out of the cold compost pile. If you feed kitchen scraps to animals, follow local rules and use judgment. Some materials do not belong in pig feed or poultry feed. Clean containers and clear rules prevent mistakes that harm animals. The wash area needs a close each day. Drain lines clear. Tables washed and left to dry. Bins stacked to allow air. Floors squeegeed so puddles do not grow. Tools returned to their hooks. A short clean now prevents long cleaning later and keeps the next harvest calm. Ergonomics protects bodies during peak weeks. Set tables at the right height. Use carts instead of carrying heavy bins. Work in pairs to pass containers across distance. Rotate tasks so hands and backs get a change of motion. Drink water. Take a short sit when signs of strain show. A person who lasts the season is more valuable than an hour saved on a single afternoon. Taste tests keep the work honest. Pull one tomato from each row and taste. Wash and taste one leaf from each bed of salad greens. Flavor tells the story of water, light, and soil. If a bed shows flat taste, adjust water or harvest timing. If a fruit shows sour shoulders, let the next batch ripen one more day. Notes in the ledger tie taste to field conditions. Neighbors and buyers respond to consistency. Boxes that look the same and feel the same build trust. Pack to a standard count or weight. Use inserts to prevent bruising. Keep the outside of boxes clean. A simple label in the same place on every box helps the person on the other end. Energy use adds up. Coolers draw power during hot hours. Good gaskets save money. Keep doors closed while loading. Stage boxes on a cart so the door opens fewer times. If you run a small generator, plan loads so the engine does not surge. Check oil and listen to the tone. A smooth sound means the engine is not fighting an overload. Preservation days can be social, but the work remains precise. Set the station before you begin. Measure salt for brine. Lay out clean towels. Count lids and rings. Heat jars if the method calls for it. Keep a timer where you can hear it. Write the steps on a card and follow the card. Distraction causes errors. A steady sequence prevents them. Back at the field, plants also need a close after harvest. Check that vines have support. Check that beds are not trampled. Close the gates that were open to move carts. Set shade for crops that will be picked tomorrow. A 2-minute pass saves 15 minutes in the morning. The last move of this block touches feed for evening chores. Kitchen trim that is safe for animals can be chopped and set aside. Grain mixes should not sit in the wash zone. Keep animal feed and human food apart. A labeled tub for safe scraps prevents confusion and meets welfare standards. The preservation shelf grows by inches, not by leaps. Jars line up by date. Frozen bags lie flat and stack tight. Ferments sit in a cool corner with dates facing out. The small habit of order saves time during winter and keeps food safe when the pace changes. The work of harvest, wash, and preserve fits the whole day's rhythm. It respects heat, protects flavor, and lowers waste. It takes a plan written on a board and turns it into food that will last past the week. Chapter 7. Night check and the ledger. Evening work closes loops that began before sunrise. Light softens. Air cools. Animals settle if water is full, feed is right, and spaces feel safe. The goal is calm movement and clear notes so the next day starts on time. Begin with water. Walk each group in the same order every night. Look into troughs, not only at them. Surface look can hide low levels. Top up to the same mark so intake patterns stay comparable. In freezing seasons, drain short runs and tilt hoses so no water sits to crack fittings before morning. Feed at night sets comfort rather than hard growth. Offer a modest ration that matches species and season. Pigs like a steady evening meal that keeps them in pens and away from fences. Birds prefer a light scatter near dusk so they enter the coop on their own. Ruminants finish with roughage and move to rest. Calm feeding reduces calls and pacing after dark. Head count is a habit that pays. Count by pen, by paddock, by coop row. Say the number out loud. Note any limp, cough, or change in posture. A bird that perches low may be tired or ill. A lamb that hangs back may have a sore foot. You do not treat at every sign. You mark the animal and check again at first light. Night catches problems that hide in daytime noise. Lock up with a pattern that never changes. Close interior doors first so no animal is cut off from water. Check latches as you go. A latch that fails in your hand belongs in the repair bin on the spot. Replace it rather than promising to return. Confirm that exterior doors close with a clean pull. Drag marks on the threshold warn you a hinge is slipping. Ventilation at night keeps air fresh without chilling bodies. Open high vents. Close low drafts. In birds, ammonia burns eyes and lungs. Use your nose at coop height. If it stings, add dry bedding and improve airflow. In barns, look for condensation on cold surfaces. Wet metal and glass point to trap moisture. Adjust openings before you leave. Predator deterrents work best when they move. Shift lights, change angles, and rotate scent lines. Clear brush near fences and doors so animals do not feel hidden as they approach. Walk the perimeter with a flashlight and look for tracks in soft ground. Fresh prints near the coop are a cue to reinforce hardware cloth and to set a camera angle that covers the approach rather than the door alone. Electric fences lose bite in tall grass. Run a last short trim under hot wires where animals press at night. Check the energizer output at the far point, not at the box. Record the number. A drop between morning and night can signal a new fault. Where nets are used, reset corners so the mesh stands true. The top strand should not sag where a fox can slip a nose. Tools return to their hooks. Fuel cans return to a ventilated shelf. Rags that touched oil go in a metal bin with a lid. Chargers plug into a dedicated strip, then off with one switch. Cords come off the floor so no one trips in dark hours. Sharp edges face the wall. A clean, closed shop reduces fire risk and saves time at dawn. Light matters. Use a headlamp in red or warm light for animal spaces. Harsh white light startles and interrupts flock and herd settling. Outside, aim security lights toward the ground and away from roads. Bright pools near doors help people see locks and latches. The rest can stay dark so cameras read motion rather than wash out. Coolers and fridges need one more pass. Read and log temperatures. Leafy greens should sit near the mid-30s in degrees Fahrenheit. Milk near 40. Eggs in steady cool without swing. Move boxes so air can flow. Wipe standing water from the floor so drains stay clear. A short check now prevents a surprise in the morning when doors open. The kitchen and wash area close with food safety in mind. Surfaces wash with warm soapy water and rinse. Bins air dry on racks. Knives dry and return to a safe strip. Covers go on in a way that does not trap water. A clean close keeps insects down and keeps the morning setup short. Animals that need night watch change the routine. During lambing, farrowing, or kitting, set a quiet check at a fixed time. Keep a clean kit in a marked tote with towels, lubricant, clean twine, and a flashlight. Write the time you looked and the condition you saw. If you step in, record the action. In quiet seasons, skip the extra pass and protect rest. Weather calls the tune for tomorrow. Check forecast after lockup. A frost alert moves irrigation and cover cloth to the top of the board. A heat advisory moves shade and water to the top. Wind calls for gate checks and a review of tarps and loose materials. Write the plan that matches the forecast, rather than hoping to adjust on the fly. Pasture looks different at dusk. Walk the graze line you expect to cross in the morning. Grass height, moisture, and manure spread all speak to intake and rest. If you see tight shave and short rest, lengthen the rotation. If you see tall seed heads and little pressure, shorten the move. Write the paddock code you plan to open so no one guesses at dawn. Waste and compost deserve a last look. Secure lids so raccoons and dogs do not spread scraps. Close the compost bay and cover fresh material with a brown layer. Check temperature if you turned the pile earlier. If heat is climbing well, leave it. If it's stalled, add air next morning. A covered, quiet pile keeps odor down and neighbors calm. Security is simple and consistent. Cameras aim at paths, not only at doors. Batteries or power supplies are steady. Timestamps are correct. Motion alerts are set to a level that tells you something useful. gates near the road carry locks. Loose tools do not sit in view. Fuel storage is closed and marked on a map that lives in the shop. The ledger is the heart of the night routine. It is not a diary. It is a tool. Each line gets the date, the weather, and the top three actions completed. Record feed in pounds by group. Record water issues and fixes. Record egg count by flock and color if that helps. Record milk by animal or by herd. Record harvest by crop and bed. Add notes on births, deaths, injuries, and repairs started or finished. Numbers teach across weeks. A line chart for eggs shows the day heat broke. A line for milk shows how shade close to water raised volume. A small note beside a fence voltage drop shows when a ground rod dried. These reads turn talk into decisions that stick. The ledger can be paper on a nail or a simple sheet on a tablet. The rule is that entries happen every night. Maintenance has its own list. The board shows urgent soon and later. Urgent means animal safety or water. Soon means performance and comfort. Later means nice to have. Move one item from soon into urgent if you see it twice in a week. Move one item from later into soon when a rainy day opens. Night is when you set that order while details are fresh. People end the day with a short debrief. 2 minutes at the board. What went right? What felt heavy? What needs a second set of hands tomorrow? Name the top three for morning and circle them. The rest waits. A short talk prevents resentment and keeps the pace steady. If someone is hurt or tired, write it and adjust. Biosecurity lines reset at night. Boots that walked in bird areas stay there. Tools that touched manure do not visit the milk room. Hand wash before you write in the ledger or handle food. Dirty gloves do not touch door handles. Small disciplines protect the whole place. Heat and cold ask for different closes. On hot nights, open vents wider and refill shallow pans so birds can sip before light. On cold nights, check that water lines drain and that heat lamps are safe with guards and fixed cords. Lamps are a risk. Use them only when needed and only with gear rated for animals. A small backup generator with a test start at dusk protects pumps and coolers when storms threaten. Neighbors are part of the night picture. A quick text about shared fence checks or road gates keeps everyone aligned. Delivery notes for morning pickups get taped to the cooler door. If a service tech is due, write directions that are clear and simple. You will not want to explain by phone at 6 a.m. Light discipline matters near dwellings. Keep bright yard lights off bedrooms. Aim security lights away from windows. A quiet close keeps families and animals sleeping. Rest is part of the plan, not an extra. The last walk is slow and quiet. Listen for drips at a hose bib smell for fuel. Feel the hum of the fence pulse. Check the sky for fast change. Pull the shop door and test the lock. Turn off what should be off. Leave on what should stay on. Write the time you finished. Set the alarm for the hour that matches the plan on the board. Place the ledger and a pen where your hand will find them at first light. Turn off the last light and close the door.